Despite commodity and international volatility, land continues to be a profitable long-term investment, whether you're selling or buying, on Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
Commodity Classic is the place to become an even smarter farmer.
I came here to learn, so if you're going to learn, you got to be out here. You just got to listen and apply it. I'm not a real smart guy, but I'm smart enough to know if I want to grow 300 bushels of corn, I go talk to the guy that's growing 500 bushels of corn.
Join thousands of your fellow farmers at Commodity Classic, America's largest farmer-led, farmer-focused, educational, and agricultural experience. February 28th through March 2nd in Orlando. Discover more at commodityclassic.com.
Get the latest ag news, markets, weather, and more when you sign up for Today's News from Successful Farming. Register at agriculture.com/newsletter for Today's News, the free Successful Farming e-newsletter. Once a day, you'll get an email packed with relevant news hitting the ag industry online and around the nation, along with the three big things happening today. Visit agriculture.com/newsletter to subscribe to Today's News from Successful Farming.
Mark Twain once said, "Buy land, they're not making it anymore." Farmland sales remain strong in some areas of the country, but not as much in others. Local supply and demand is a huge factor in farmland sales, as is the hit to a farmer's pocketbook due to low commodity prices. Kurt Hollenberg with the Realtors Land Institute says last year, on average, land values were up about 2%.
As of right now, we don't see that changing anytime in the near future. So we see commodity prices have leveled off considerably and have reverted back to probably 8 to 10 year lows. But we still see a very positive attitude in the ag land.
As land comes up for sale, he says there will be buyers, and they're not focused on one specific use.
I think from a selling standpoint, what we're seeing is people that are looking at the next 1 to 5 years have kind of gotten on the bandwagon and said, probably as good a time now with the way the cycle is to go ahead and start to sell. Buyers seem to be, there's a vast array depending on what part of the country we're in, buying row crop farms or buying produce farms, some of these unique properties.
In 2017, Hollenberg says family buyers accounted for 61% of the land purchases, with a strong portion of that being local buyers. Established farm owners with money in the bank at low interest rates think buying farmland can provide a good return. However, rising interest rates in 2019 could affect where land prices are going. I'm Jody Henke. Learn more about land values and where they might be heading at agriculture.com.